program and the pricing as well. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi, Caitlin. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. We were just speaking with Giselle, and she wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it would work, everything that would be included, answer all of your questions. And, of course, since it's a young company, she did want me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going well.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I know that Giselle does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions, though, for me other than the price itself?
So, pretty much, when people go on Google and type in, like, lawn care services near me, is that what, like, mine would pop up kind of thing?
Correct, yeah. And for any of the keywords for the services you provide, anything that someone might type in, so if someone does type in lawn care, lawn maintenance, lawn mowing service, whatever they might be typing in, we'll make sure that your business is one of those options throughout your service area, targeting both residential especially and also commercial clients. The calls come to you, so no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. So it's not a lead-based service. You're not getting a lead. You're not chasing down that lead.
And it takes away a lot of money really fast.
I did see that Giselle attached the Home Advisor or Angie Leads profile here. I think she found it when she was looking for your website. Are you not using that service anymore, or are you still using it?
No, sir.
You stop. You stop. Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a lot of business owners, of course, long before it was Angie's Leads, which is kind of the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor. It was Home Advisor for many years, and even before that, it was called Service Magic, you know, so you go back about 10 years or so. It's still the same company with the same kind of business model of capturing leads, and then they sell them and resell them to businesses and their competitors, and of course, whether you get the job or not, you have to pay for that lead. So I'm actually happy to hear you're not using that service. For a lot of businesses, especially younger and smaller businesses, it's too much money going out with not enough money coming in. Caitlin, I think you'll love this service. Not only is it more affordable than something like Angie's, it's more effective. It's going to bring you more revenue, and of course, that's what it's all about. The calls will come to you. Now, you don't have a website yet, and nothing in the works, right? You're not trying to build one yourself or pay someone to build a website for you?
It's something I've wanted to do. I just haven't done yet. A lot of it, honestly, I haven't had the time to sit down and do it. And I'm not really good with that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, I started a business.
Okay.
I'm a lot of word of mouth.
Sure.
I hand out a lot of business cards. I talk to a lot of people. You know, I really have more just done it that way because, let's just be real, those ways are pretty. I mean,
affordable.
Business cards aren't free, but
yeah,
they're a little bit affordable for sure.
Yeah, the old
so
tried and true methods,
really,
you know.
Absolutely. I tried to do this thing, and I just honestly, I spent about $800 with them, and didn't get one customer. Like,
oh my goodness.
I talked to customers, but I didn't actually land any jobs, and I was like, I can't afford to do this.
Right. And it's almost set up for business owners, well, if not to fail outright, but to definitely struggle with it. Because the same lead that you were getting goes out to five or six of your competitors, and you might get the lead the day after somebody else did, and you're calling late, and they're already, you know, scheduled with somebody else. They might not be answering the phone anymore. And it's always the potential customer who is using that service specifically because they want multiple phone calls. They want to maybe find the cheapest company. And if that's not you, then, you know, it's just, like you said, a lot of money going out the door without any jobs coming in. I'm sorry to hear that. That makes me want to do everything that I can. I'm going to actually ask my supervisor right now if we can include a website for you at no cost. We do build websites in-house for our clients that either don't have a website at all or have a very old website, or maybe they're trying to build a website. Like you said, I mean, there's so many things, especially as a young company, that you have already, you know, so much on your plate already that there's not a lot of time to build a website. Even if it was something that you were good at and could do quickly, there's still often not a lot of time to do that. Now, for us, of course, it takes us about 5 or 7 business days to finish out your website. We will ask you to send us photos. And from that point on, though, you know, we can always update the website. There's no cost for that. I'm hoping my supervisor allows me to include the initial construction of the website as well, because our job is not just to list you where people can see you. Of course, it's to give them the reasons to call you and make sure that you're getting those calls and jobs. That's the name of the game. Most people do like to look at a website. You know, they want to make sure that you're providing the service they're looking for, that you are servicing their area, and before and after photos help too. Do you have any photos of some of the work that you've already done?
Yes, sir, I do.
And is it strictly like lawn maintenance, or do you do any landscaping?
So mostly lawn maintenance. I do a little bit of landscaping. It's just not like I don't do any masonry work, so I can't do any brick borders or brick walls.
Right. Okay.
But like your basic landscaping, like hedges and you know, planting stuff and redoing flower beds as far as like clean outs and mulching and that kind of stuff.
Perfect.
We do lay sod.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that much, but like I said, I just can't do any, like, I guess
you don't do the hardscaping. Yeah, that's okay. But it helps us because we do very targeted marketing. And again, like I said, you're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you. So we can list all of those different services too that you want to be found for. Now, it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. And because you do travel at least a little bit throughout the Metroplex, we want you to get phone calls from everywhere. You're keeping it pretty local though, just about 15 miles?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So again, it's designed for people in your service area. I think though you could really benefit, I mean, depending on how much work you're really looking to take on, we can do a Facebook ad campaign. Facebook ads are very affordable, like 20 or 22 cents per click. It's just another great way to get your name out there. I mean, if you were saying, yeah, we do the entire Metroplex, then I would say, well, for sure we should do some Facebook ads or Google paid ads. The local campaign though is good for about 15 miles. So you might be able to just do that local campaign. Now, like I said, I want to do everything I can to make this affordable for you, kind of put that Angie's experience far out of your memory, and, of course, looking to earn your business 1 month at a time. It is month to month, so there's no contract. We're not locking you into a contract. In this case, not even long enough to cover our cost. The new in business rate, Caitlin, is the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and especially if my supervisor allows me to include a website at no cost. I mean, even if we do the Facebook ads and you're looking at $249 a month, that doesn't cover our costs. There's $100 of Facebook ads included, hopefully the website's included. So we'd have to earn your business for several months just for us to break even. But actually, keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open for 20 years. And I've been with the company myself for 11 and a half years. You'd be in really good hands with us. We can, like I said, do a local campaign. It would be $199 a month, so at $249 with the $100 of Facebook ads, you're actually getting a little bit more bang for your buck. And because you do service, you know, some big cities and you've got a lot of competition, that might be a really good way to go if you can take on the extra work. Now, I'm hoping my supervisor will allow me to include a website. Usually when I ask for something like that, I do get to do it for the clients that I think it would benefit. Like I said, I've been with the company for 11 and a half years, and I'm waiting just to hear back if he'll allow us to do that. Now, if I can get that website included, now obviously you know the needs of your business better than I do, what the budget allows, how far you really do want to go for the work, and of course how much work you can take on. The local campaign, like I said, that would still cover your service area. You'd still have all those directories. You'd still have the website. You just would not have the $100 of Facebook ads included. You're looking at $199 a month for that. We would add $100 of Facebook ads, but you'd still be looking at $249 if you wanted to go that route. Which of those campaigns do you think might be a better fit for your business at this point?
So I don't know that I want to do the Facebook ads just because I have some friends that had companies that did them, and the 22 cents per click added up really quick.
It does, it does. But
and so it was, if they were like, that was kind of a lot more than they expected, and I don't want to put myself over the top into something I can't afford, right?
Right, absolutely. No, so I agree 100%.
So money is really tight right now with winter months.
Absolutely. And the local campaign would be perfect for you still. Like I said, I just wanted to give you those options. And it would be, you know, an extra $50 as a flat rate. And you do get $100 a Facebook ad. So it's our job to manage those ads and make sure that they're lasting you the entire month. You would never pay more than that. But we can definitely add those Facebook ads later on. And I am putting in the notes here that it would just be $249, not $299 to add the extra $100 of Facebook ads. But that local campaign would actually be perfect for you. And of course, the best part about it is you're not paying per click, call, lead, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. In fact, it's simple, straightforward pricing. There's no like taxes or fees or anything like that. I know that sometimes people complain about a lead service because it varies. It depends on how many leads you get. It depends on how much each lead costs. It's hard to budget for. With this, it would bill once a month for exactly $199. And of course, like I said, you know, the calls come to you. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. Now, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. And of course, we would be promoting your existing phone number. The website that we built, Caitlin, does have a contact form. So especially residential and even light commercial clients can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And of course, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form also repopulates on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking the success of the account. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. A lot of businesses are even increasing their advertising before the end of the year, even if it's just to take the write-off. But this is, of course, designed to get your business out there and get your phone ringing. Now, oh, hang on one second. I just heard a chime. I hope it is from my supervisor. It is. It says, Paul, for this young company, especially one that seems to be trying Angie Leads, I'd be more than happy to approve your request to include the website at no additional cost. Because I'm looking forward to helping this business grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So when we include that website, it means the initial construction of the site is included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site is included as well. In fact, one of the things you'll have access to with your client dashboard is a website editor tool. If you're one of those business owners who would want to make changes to the website, even if it's just posting a photo or putting like a holiday special or a senior discount or anything like that, you can do that. I'd say the vast majority of our clients do want us to take care of everything, in which case you would just send us an email, you know, here's some more photos or whatever the case might be. Whether you're making those changes, Caitlin, or whether we are, there's never any additional cost for that. Like I said, there's not an additional cost for anything. It would just be that flat rate of $199 a month.
Okay, so tell you what, I know I don't have like $199 today. It's going to be after Saturday is what it'll be.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Is there any way we could hold this special until like Sunday?
Yes. Well, we are closed Saturday and Sunday. We're just Monday through Friday here. But I am allowed to do a post-dated transaction for up to 1 week. So today's already Tuesday. If we're looking at Monday, that would be perfectly fine. That does allow me to close out the category. We would stop calling through the area. And then, Caitlin, the number that we're speaking on now, this is the number you want on your website, right? The one you want your customers to call?
Yes, sir.
And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, sir.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you just get those direct phone calls. When someone fills out the contact form, you get a text as well as an email. As far as the email address goes, Ms. Brown, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of like a personal email, that's perfectly fine. It would still be attached to the contact form.
But I would like to make a business email here soon. Probably I would like starting January, I would like to go into the new year with a business email and, you know, everything kind of separated personal from business because it is even hard to put out personal and business
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Definitely understandable. And that will happen, of course, as we get your phone ringing even more. So, like I'm saying, we can use a personal email at this point. It would be attached to the contact form, but it would not be shown on the website. No one would even see it. But when people fill out that form, you would still get those emails. And then when you do have that business email, it's a real quick and easy switch for us to change things, in which case we could also add that business email visibly on your website. But for now, what is that email that you wanted us to use?
It's CaitlinSBrown3@gmail.com. Do you want me to spell that out for you?
The Caitlin part, I know there's various ways to spell it, but after that was the SBrown3@gmail?
Yes, and the Caitlin is K-A-I-T-L-Y-N.
Oh, that's actually how I had it.
It's S as in Sam, brown like the color, the number 3@gmail.
So that was K-A-I-T-L-Y-N, right?
Yes.
Perfect. That's how I had it.
Y as in like yarn, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Caitlin, and then there was an S, brown, no E at the end, number3@gmail.com. Perfect.
Yes, sir.
So definitely a personal email, and we will not show that email to anyone. It's really just for us to use to contact you regarding your account. We do use phone, text, and emails usually for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. We do email things out to you. And, of course, for now anyway, that email will be attached but hidden to that contact form on your website. Caitlin, the other thing that I did want to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is technically service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want your customers to know about?
No, sir.
Okay.
Everything is done at customer properties.
And that's exactly how Google expects it to be when you're providing a service and going to the customer. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. In fact, you know, they expect it to be kind of run out of the home, run out of the truck kind of thing. I did, though, see on the Andrews 835 Rainbow Trail. Is that your residence?
It is. It's my residence and my business address. So,
okay,
I mean, I run everything out of there.
Of course, but customers don't go there. And of course, Google doesn't want customers to go there. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your front door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll only be listed city and state, not even the 76051 zip code, and certainly not that Rainbow Trail Street address. Now, Caitlin, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'd be doing a couple of things. Of course, we'd be getting this officially started on Monday. Your follow-up call, we call it a client interview, will be on Monday as well. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will basically interview you, talk to you about your business, about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, or slogan, you know, anything that you want on your website. And, of course,
Can they help me with all that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We don't expect you to already have those answers. It's a phone call that takes about 35, 40 minutes, and we kind of talk to you about, you know, how you want to represent your business, if it's, you know, no job too big or too small, or, you know, customer satisfaction job one, whatever that is, you know. And like I said, we can always make changes down the road. You know, nothing is set in stone or anything like that. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, especially since we're going to be closing out this category and holding the listing until the 23rd, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service. It's exactly $199 a month, never a penny more. I'm actually waiving your setup fee, and we are going to include that website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Caitlin, it's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am, Ms. Brown, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then give me just one quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Caitlin, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
The name of my business is K&B Lawn Care.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And just to clarify, the and between the K and the B, that's the symbol for the word, the ampersand, right?
Yes.
Not A and D spelled out. Gotcha. That's exactly how
yes,
I have
sir.
It.
The K and then, the B are both capitalized. Yeah.
Perfect. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
So my name is Caitlin Brown, and I'm the owner-operator.
Okay. And Caitlin, as the owner-operator of K&B Lawn Care, of course, you're authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that there is no contract, that it is month-to-month. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Caitlin, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
For what again?
Oh, for the billing information, the card that we would put on file to pay for the services, you are authorized to use that card, right? I mean, it's a silly question,
yes,
but I do have to ask. It's not, you know, a card that you found off the street or one you borrowed from a friend.
That was in my name.
Okay, perfect. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it simply, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Caitlin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Caitlin, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, first of all the content, all the destinations and directories and submissions that we'll be creating for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know. Caitlin, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What was the company name again that you were with?
Yeah, sure. Let me do this for you because obviously your success online really does depend on the business that you're working with. The name of the company is Local Splash. So we are not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you that
that's
they are Google, yeah, I mean, if anyone calls you and tells you that they are Google for something like this, they would be telling stories. Their pants would be on fire. Google does make these types of phone calls, but it's only for businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. Anything less than that does fall to the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program, and we are a Google partner. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I did just now send you a link to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can, please do put me on speakerphone, open that up. I'd be happy to walk you through a couple of things. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Sure. Okay, yes.
All right, perfect. So like I said, you'll be able to track your success 24/7, access to your client dashboard. One of the things I didn't mention that you can do is monitor your reviews. You will have reviews on multiple platforms. Of course, we're creating all the destinations and directories that Google wants to see. So you might have reviews on Google or Bing. It might be on Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare. Wherever the reviews originate, Caitlin, they will repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can kind of manage your online reputation. You can request reviews, respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we would even respond to reviews for you in a professional fashion. Of course, we would do that at no additional cost. Like I said, we've been around for almost 20 years. We will hit our 20th anniversary before the end of the month and update that 19 to 20 years. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. You can see underneath that blue tinted photo that outlines a few of the things that we do, especially early on. It does say Google Ads Partner. Caitlin, there's a box right below that, that colorful red, yellow, green, and blue G inside it. It says Google Partner. You can click right on that box. It's not like it's, you know, copy and paste it off of the internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity. It's provided to us by Google. If you do click on it, it goes directly to google.com/partner. So you can see that we are a Google partner. Of course, that makes all the difference in the world. Google regularly does make changes to their map or PAC algorithm, usually just small changes, but whatever those changes are, even big or small, they do let us know ahead of the time, so you'll always have the right content online to stay ahead of your competitors, and of course, that's the name of the game, being right there on that first page. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you right below that, it says SEO packages. We are talking about a 50% reduction in the cost of the Pro package. It is listed at $399, but I am cutting that in half, so it's just $199 a month, and that is with the setup fee waived. Now, we are including the website, and there's a couple of other bells and whistles, review engagement tools, account dashboard, some of those other things around those other packages. It would not include Facebook ads because, of course, we'd have to pay for that, or Google paid ads. So there's not the AdWords campaign, but you'll be in that local map, that PAC result that pops up just below those paid ads at the top. And if you ever want to add, I think the Facebook ads would be a good way to go, 20 or 22 cents versus 5 or 10 dollars per click with Google paid ads.
When somebody looks it up on Google, they're not going to see like me right up at the top because those are paid ads. Right?
At the very top, there's usually two or three that say sponsored, or the little green box that says ad. Those would be the paid ads. Now, we can do that. In fact, that's the primary reason that Google started the partnership program, which is to get businesses a higher return on investment with what most people call AdWords, Google pay-per-click ads. We can do Google ads. That's part of the Platinum Premier package. The Google ads right there in the middle of that list, those are a minimum requirement of $300, and it's because the Google ads cost between $5 and $10 per click. So not really the most cost-effective or even budget-friendly way to promote your business online, but it is something that we can do down the road if it's something that you need. But most people skip past those ads anyway and go right towards that local map or the PAC result, still right near the top of the page, just below those paid ads. That's where you would be with that Pro package. Okay. So the reason I was asking you to let us know about any other advertising that you might be doing online is we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, cutting the cost in half, waiving your setup fee, and with my supervisor allowing me to include the website, and then, of course, with us getting things started on Monday, the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged on Monday, December 23rd, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Caitlin, that $199 again is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it means it'll never never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Caitlin, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the relevant destinations, directories, and submissions. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, again, is included at no cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of exactly $199. And again, that rate would never go up on you unless, of course, at some point you wanted to add the $100 of Facebook ads, in which case it would only go up $50 to $249. But until you let us know, it would stay at that $199 again on a month-to-month basis, no contract, completely at will, which, of course, means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could, in fact, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month, Caitlin, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, again, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Brown, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, that does actually conclude the voice verification, and although we will not process the payment until the morning of the 23rd, how did you want to secure that listing, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
It'll be a Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It's my name, first and last, no middle initial.
Okay. And Caitlin, you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Ms. Brown, I am actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. It's 4430.
Mm-hmm.
4500.
Okay.
3177.
Mm-hmm.
4267.
And then the expiration month and year?
Is 0827.
08 of 2027, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
758.
758. So I have 758, 758 on the back, and you said that was 08, right? August of 2027?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got 08 of 2027, and then for the card itself, was it 4430, 4500, 3177, 4267.
Yes, sir.
And does that bill at the 835 Rainbow Trail, 76051? Okay, perfect. Now, on the morning of the 23rd, our automated system will process that payment and send you a confirmation email. That confirmation email does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Caitlin, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or perhaps the next business day if they receive the email either after hours or very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And again, you'll receive all of that information by way of email on Monday morning. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And our client interview technician can walk you through that. It's pretty straightforward. straightforward, though. We do want you to confirm that you are allowing us to send SMS or text messages to your phone number, that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card. It's just going to want you to type in your first and last name. It's case sensitive, and then hit confirm signature. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we are including the website, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card or verify your business by phone or video, and of course, to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Of course, our client interview technician can walk you through that if you have any questions, and it'll make a lot more sense when you see it in front of you, and you'll see that in front of you on Monday morning. Now, we can process that payment and do your client interview as early as 9 a.m. if that works out for you. If not, it looks like on Monday, since we're several days out, just about everything is available except for their lunch break, which is 2 o'clock. So we could do as early as 9 a.m. or as late as 5 p.m. When would you want that follow-up call?
Let's do 5 p.m. That's kind of when we're getting off work, so that works the best because we start at like 7 a.m.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll schedule it from 5 until 6. It is a one-hour window. The call typically takes pretty much about half that time, maybe 30, 35 minutes. It usually gets to you right at or very near the very beginning of the hour. And then if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. It does get a little busy towards the end of the day, but I'll try to keep my phone line open. At 4 o'clock, you'll receive an automated email that the call itself is scheduled at 5, and in just a couple of minutes here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, and it's going to say Local Splash CIENG, that just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English, and then it's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. The welcome email that you'll get on Monday will also have your login credentials, so it will have your username. It's going to be set in our system, and I can pull it up now if you wanted to put it down next to the client support information. You won't be able to access your tracking system until we do your client interview and get everything set up, but you can try it anytime. You might just get a message saying that we're still setting everything up. When we do have everything set up, so maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, you'll receive a text and an email that your client dashboard is active, in which case you can log in. Your username is going to be your phone number. Like I said, it's in our system the same way, so you can't change your username. It's designed, though, to be very easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code's included, Caitlin, but just numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, nothing like that.
Okay.
So the username is, of course, then 817-797-4599. It looks like your default password is my money, and you can change your password at any time. But it's all lowercase, no space, MYMONEY. Like I said, you can change that client change your password once you have access to your client dashboard. One last thing that I did want to do here is to set up a little bit of extra protection here, just another layer of security, a simple question and answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us they're with K&B Lawn Care, even if it's you, Caitlin, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is especially important about a week or two from now. Once your website is up and active and online, of course, it's designed for your customers to call you. If you do get phone calls from anybody either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the security question and the answer. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, don't entertain that phone call. Just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that definitely wouldn't even be us. You wouldn't even have to ask them if they know the security question. Again, don't entertain that phone call. the voice verification was actually already recorded and attached to your account for your protection. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 23rd for exactly $1.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
You can do the first pet's name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Freckles.
Freckles, F-R-E-C-K-L-E-S. Okay, got to type it in twice. So you're all set and squared away there. I did want to ask you, we would be able to get that payment processed as early as we can on Monday morning around 9 o'clock, or did you want us to wait a little bit later?
Monday morning's fine.
Yeah, you did say we could do Saturday or Sunday, but we are close. Course closed on the weekend. So hopefully I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. I'm sending you now that calendar invite. It's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's certainly no problem if you do. And again, it's got your username on there as well. Oh, and any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing, but that really helps us to access the information quickly, forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. When they do the client interview, they'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly. But the support email is really the only one that you need, and we can forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Hopefully, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you at 5 o'clock, might be a couple of minutes after, but I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there in front of more eyes, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Real pleasure speaking with you. I want to thank you for your kindness and your patience. You even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't get all of that on every phone call. Sometimes I get none of that. So it's nice to speak with someone who is patient and kind and respectful of my time, as I hope I have been of yours.
I understand.
Thank you so much. You have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you on Monday.
You as well. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, too. All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.